Mr. Thatcher, could I ask you to comment?
One moment. Good evening. Good evening. Just,
where's the microphone?
It's here. This is the microphone.
I'm naturally very pleased that I got more than half the parliamentary party and disappointed that it's not quite enough to win on the first ballot. So I confirm it is my intention to let my name go forward for the second ballot.
Isn't the vote against you, Mrs. Thatcher, large enough for you to have to acknowledge that you no longer enjoy the confidence of the party?
I have got more than half the votes of the parliamentary party. It was not quite 15% above those of Mr. Heseltine. I think it's about 14.6%. So it means we have to go for a second ballot. So I confirm that I shall let my name go forward.
Mrs. Thatcher,
I must go and do
Prime
some
Minister,
telephone.
Do you feel at all betrayed
thank
by some of your friends
much.
Who have not voted
thank
for you?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd just like to make a brief comment on the ballot result. The Prime Minister continues to have my full support. And I'm sorry that this destructive, unnecessary contest should be prolonged in this way.
Does that mean you won't be challenging the Prime Minister?
Make myself available, as they say. Here I am. Just a little bit of background. The Prime Minister came back. This is unattributable British sources. The Prime Minister came back about 5:45. The sort of restricted session didn't seem to go on very long. Round about that. This is Paris time, and she joined the Foreign Secretary, the Ambassador, and his wife. Peter Morrison arrived, I suppose, about 5 o'clock, or thereabouts. It was myself and Charles Powell and Mrs. Crawford there. And we had tea and cakes and a chat and whatever. And then the hairdresser came about an hour later, and the hairdresser came. Then she went upstairs a little before 6:45, and we assembled in Peter Morrison's room, room number 2, at 7:15. That was overlooking the courtyard. We could hear you all.
We couldn't hear you.
No, well, it's very difficult. It's rather high up, you see, and we couldn't see. I heard the noise, though.
But maybe he was trying.
Now, stop it. And I suppose we heard, what, just after 6:30? At 7:30. And you know what happened from then on. After the Prime Minister had spoken to Dennis Thatcher and her family and Norman Tebbit, Express and Chief Whip, and George Younger and Kenneth Baker, expressing thanks to them for all their efforts. And of course she's going to fight a second round.
Sorry, I missed all that. You said Dennis Thatcher, family, Chief Whip,
Norman, Mark, I think she talked to Carol too. Norman Tebbit, certainly. Chief Whip, Kenneth Baker, and George Younger.
What's the call to Mark in America? Or is Mark over here?
I think he's over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that all in a succession of phone calls then, Bernard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who actually conveyed the result to Peter Morrison?
Chief.
Can we wait for the microphone?
Who actually conveyed the result to
I think
Peter
the Chief
Morrison?
Whip conveyed it to Peter Morrison.
Were the phone calls from Paris to London or the other way around, or a mixture?
There was an open line.
An open line.
When you say people assembled in Peter Morrison's room, number 2, was that the same group as downstairs? Did it include Douglas Hurd? And did it include you and Charles? Or?
Douglas Hurd came in and out. No, yeah.
You and Charles were there.
Douglas Hurd wasn't there at the moment. The result came, but he came in later.
And the Prime Minister was there.
She was there.
She was there.
The phone went and Peter Morrison was called.
No, the phone didn't go because there was an open line.
Okay. Yeah. And Peter Morrison was on the open line first.
He was, and then he presented the figures to the Prime Minister.
Right. And exactly.
Sorry?
At what time, please? At what time? Did
I don't know what time it was. It was after half past 7, wasn't it?
What did she say?
No, I'm not going into any of that.
Well, the Foreign Secretary had to have the results relayed afterwards. He wasn't there, he didn't know the results.
Foreign Secretary didn't know.
I think people.
I ask that, John, because I anticipated the question. I believe he heard it on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
were the phone calls purely to thank these people? Was there any question of seeking advice or discussion?
She thanked them, but she came down and very quickly, you know, it was after she'd done that that she spoke to them. Yeah.
Could you characterise, please, Bernard, her reaction, even if not her words?
Very disappointed.
Would you characterise any of the Would you characterise any of the phone calls as consultation, or were they simply sort of thank you and?
Thank you.
Can
we
just get
No, hang on a minute. Let's finish this one.
Well, I don't want to be clear what she. I mean, you're not going to tell what she said to Kenneth Baker.
I certainly shan't.
Of course, you won't.
She simply spoke to the people to thank them for their efforts.
Could I be quite clear? There was no way in which she asked their advice then.
No, she had determined that she would stand and go for a second ballot.
Without consulting anyone, to be precise.
No, I mean, a lot of consultation had gone on, of course, before.
But not since you heard the news?
No.
Quite.
So, Bernard, are you saying that before the precise figures were known, she'd already made up her mind?
Well, the government is in a position where, indeed, it always knows what it's going to do in certain circumstances,
Phone calls you said were before she made her statement, but in her statement she said she had a lot of telephoning to do.
She certainly did, and she went back inside to do it.
So who did she speak to?
Well, damn it, I've told you, Dennis Thatcher.
It was afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you say that government always knows what it will do in certain circumstances, she had talked to her advisers back as before.
She talked to Peter Morrison.
If this is the vote, what do we do?
We know, I mean, obviously you have to take account of a range of possibilities, and this is exactly what she did.
There's no problem.
There's no problem at all.
Well, no, timing. I mean, we were outside there, we heard the announcement of the results, sort of 7:34-ish, right? She appeared, 2 minutes later. She was very, very quick out there. Now,
absolutely. We know exactly what we were going to do.
Yeah. Right. No, well, indeed. But you're telling us she had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 phone calls.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry,
said afterwards.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, good. After she made her statement. So
the penny's dropped.
Got it. No, just be absolutely clear. So call come, Morrison open line. Morrison says, thank you very much. Tells the Prime Minister, she almost immediately goes downstairs onto the steps.
We know exactly what the position was. We knew what we were going to do in various circumstances. Yeah.
Bernard, the family, Bernard, were Dennis, Mark and Carol all at Down Street?
God, I've no idea where they were. I would guess that Dennis and Mark were, yes. I don't know where Carol was.
Bernard, could you say a little more about the Prime Minister's attitude? You just use one word, disappointed.
That's all I'm prepared to say, yeah.
Been formally nominated, by whom?
She hasn't yet. She said she announced her intention to let her name go forward. I don't actually know when nominations open.
Could we ask you a general question, Bernard? I mean, clearly it's a pretty difficult situation in which to carry on, isn't it?
The Prime Minister is going to take it to a second round. She's going to fight a second round, full stop.
Does the Prime Minister, or is it too early to say, does she expect her nominees once again to be the Chancellor and the Prime Secretary?
I can't answer that at all.
But would that not be...
Well, what did Douglas Hurd say when he came?
Well, he would. I'm just wondering about... Well, he said he would support her again.
Well, he said he'd also consulted the Chancellor, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
I mean, I think they have talked, generally.
But the PM has not talked
to
them.
No.
That's my knowledge.
Excuse me, has this changed any plans?
Yes, we shall. I don't think that there will be a press conference tomorrow.
No press conference?
No.
Will there be a meeting?
No. What she's going to do is she's going to sign the document and then. Sorry, and then she makes a statement to the House, yeah.
Bernard, just because it's operationally obviously important, are you certain there'll be no press conference tomorrow? Pretty certain there'll be no press... Right.
Can you tell us what time you'll queue back in?
I would have thought we should be back about 1 o'clock or thereabouts, yeah.
There is a rumour that she may be going back to UK tonight. Is that nonsense?
No, absolutely not.
Bernard. Bernard, did you have any indication that the vote might be this close, or did it come as a surprise, the actual
I think it came as a disappointment.
Will she be arriving back at Northolt, or will there be an opportunity for photographers there?
Yes, I think we shall go back to Northolt, but there won't normally be an opportunity there, no.
Clear on her movements now. She's gone to Versailles.
Yeah.
Presumably missed the ballet, has she? Going to the dinner, is she?
Well, she's bound to have missed. I don't think she could have got there in time for the ballet now. She left about 10 to, didn't she? 10 to. I mean, I think it. I mean, she might be, with a bit of luck, arriving now. That might be in the middle of the ballet or in one of the intermissions. But.
Here tomorrow are to attend the conference in the morning and
to attend the conference and sign the treaty.
And what time would all that finish roughly?
I would have said 11:30 or something like that.
Bernard, when was the decision taken to cancel the press conference?
This evening, in order that she may get back and prepare for the statement.
On your advice, or? Did she decide?
Well, I certainly didn't dissent.
But you would like to be available to us. You must have been disappointed yourself.
I'm deeply disappointed never to be available to yourself. I mean, my first duty in this life is to look after you. Even though you don't look after me.
Before the evening disintegrates, can we ask about Douglas Hurd's
What do you mean, if the evening disintegrates?
I see.
You mean your evening?
I see hysteria setting in Downing Street.
Well, that's pure invention on your part. But that won't be the first time.
I thought you only assaulted the BBC, Bernard. I didn't know you went for us as well. Can I ask about the Foreign Secretary is doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Mm. Well, he'll be going. I don't know his diary for tomorrow, Peter, actually. He'll be going back. Just trying to recall. I honestly don't know.
Is he seeing the Portuguese tomorrow?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant after he got back. No, tomorrow morning he's got a bilateral with the Portuguese. I think it's about 9 o'clock or 9:30, and then he'll be in the plenary for the signing, and then he'll go straight back to the airport with the Prime Minister.
Does he have any breakfast meetings?
Yeah.
He's not giving a press conference.
No, we're not going for that abomination if we can avoid.
Sorry, I misunderstood your question.
Very quickly, do you know what time she's due back tonight from Versailles?
Well, I'd have thought we'd be very lucky if she's back before midnight.
Are we going to get any more from you or from her tonight?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Could I...
Stop it.
Could I just confirm that the Foreign Secretary did speak to the Chancellor?
I think he did, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry if you're on the internet.
Does the Prime Minister have any intention of speaking to Mr. Heseltine to congratulate him on his result?
No. You're being very provocative at my session. I'm being very restrained.
Could I just ask again about whether you had any indication throughout the day that the result might be this close? You say it came as disappointment, but was there any indication from the party managers during the day that it may be this close?
No. I mean, I stick with the word disappointed. The Prime Minister said that, and I can't go beyond that. Okay, you've got
so
lots to write.
Would you like to see?
Well, I wouldn't like to see you at all, actually, but if I have to, I think the earliest we ought to... I mean, the earliest that makes sense is about 12:30.
12:30.
Yeah.
Here?
Well, here, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready? Well, the Prime Minister has just returned with the Foreign Secretary from this great event at Versailles, where she sat between, I think, at dinner, Mr. Martens of Belgium and the President of Bulgaria. She sat next to Mr. Gonzalez at the ballet, which he actually managed to get to in time. And they had soup, lobster, chicken foie gras, cheese and nougat glacé. Montrachet 85, Chateau Margaux 78, and Champagne 83. How's that? No, the French pay for all of it. And she's returned. She's having a drink now with... well, hang on a minute. With the... I mean, at least... this barracking, I guess, here. With the Foreign Secretary... Have you lot been to Versailles? hey? Ah, oh, well, there you are. Well, that's it. And she's now turning to the debate of no confidence. I mean, you know, she will have to do a statement tomorrow afternoon, which she wants to return for early to prepare. And then there is the debate of no confidence looming, and therefore she's turning her mind to the preparation of that speech.
When you say she wants to return early, tomorrow.
Well, I mean, she's going to sign the slightly earlier than she'd intended, because she's going to make a statement.
Can you wait for the...
No, I can't. We'll have to do it tomorrow. We haven't yet finalised the detail, but we will. As soon as we can, we'll give it to you.
Can you wait for the mic?
Bernard, has she had any more telephone calls?
No, she's come straight back, and she's straight into planning the speech for the censure debate.
You said earlier that she had a lot of consultations before the decision tonight. Can you tell us who she consulted?
No, I can't, no. But, I mean, the important point is that we prepare for every eventuality before it occurs. It's a sign of good government.
Presumably that was party officials, though, rather than...
Pardon?
Party officials, rather than her private office or whatever. She would have spoken to people like Kenneth Baker. And
well, no, I'm talking about politicians, you know, and members of the government and whatever. They prepare.
Bernard, do you think...
I'm not aware of that, no.
Bernard, do you think she'll take a greater part in
Where
this?
Where are you?
I'm here.
Over the back. Ah, sorry.
But do you think she'll take a greater part in the second ballot campaigning than she did in the first and make it more of a personal campaign?
I have no idea. I mean, this is a matter for the party. It's not a matter for me. I don't know how they will deal with that. All that I can... I mean, I'm simply making myself available as a matter of convenience to say that she is quite clearly determined to fight, as she indicated earlier.
Are you in a position to say, Bernard, whether the consultations she had beforehand were on whether she should fight in the event of a second ballot or step down, or simply how to fight on?
No, she promised people. She promised the people that she was... working with and were working for her, that she would go to a second ballot, and that was it, and she's fulfilling her promise.
So it was never, should I, she did not consult on that?
No.
Are you in a position to say yet whether or who her nominees and seconder
no,
will be?
I'm
for
not,
that?
No, yeah. No.
Can you, hello, can you tell us if Mr. Hurd is definitely not going to stand.
Mr. Hurd gave the Prime Minister his full support, so I understand, as the Chancellor.
Well, the Chancellor has declared he will not stand.
Well, I'm sorry. I've spoken to them, bearing in mind that I know that you're up to no good. I've spoken to the Foreign Secretary, and the Foreign Secretary indicated to me that he had indeed declared his full support for the Prime Minister.
That's a different thing.
That's
a holding card.
No, I don't believe it, but never mind.
Mr. Hurd has not said that he would not.
He's declared his full support for the Prime Minister.
But he's not said that he would not.
Well, he's declared his full support.
As I recall, the nominations for the first ballot came almost at once, didn't they? We were told immediately that Mr. Hurd and Mr. Major would be nominating. Why the delay this time?
Well, I mean, we are in Paris. It is late at night. They have been to the ballet. They have been to Versailles. You know what? You want blood?
You're sure that those will be her nominees?
I don't know who will be her nominees. What she has done, she has declared her intention to fight the second round, and as I understand it, the Foreign Secretary and the Chancellor have declared their full support.
When do you expect to know?
I don't know.
But sorry to pursue this, but it's very important.
It may well be to you. It isn't to me.
Well, no, isn't it? It will be important to the MPs, won't it? These are the two most substantial figures in the party.
What is important to the MPs is that they know that she's going to stand.
Very important.
Well, all right.
Now, Bernard, you said she had contingency plans for any result which actually occurred. I just wondered, I mean, was a bare majority always going to be enough for her to say, yes, I'll carry on?
Yeah. I mean, you win by the rules. That's what she said before she started. Before somebody else started.
But if, for example, things should go awry, would you write a history of what's occurred over the last...
That is a totally hypothetical question, and we do not allow such hypothetical questions on my...
But would it be not full of wit and humour?
Wit and humour? I'm full of wit and humour, yeah.
Exactly, that's why I asked the question. I mean, we would love to read what you had to write about the last 11 years.
You encourage me.
Indeed, indeed.
Will you buy it?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, there you are. Yeah, at least we got one. Yeah.
For the sake of saving what was a good headline, did she actually get there in time for the start of the ballet? Or?
Well, that was my understanding, yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't late at all for the
ballet. No, not late for the ball, dear boy. No, no, no. I ruined it, but never mind. Well, you've all enjoyed yourself, so have I. Yeah. Is that all right?
Tomorrow.
I mean,
will there be another
briefing? No, I would hope not. I mean, I think I've worked too hard, actually. And
has the Prime Minister said anything more about the result? I
mean,
to her dinner companions, or to anybody else?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is she happy tonight?
She's disappointed.
No more?
No.
No less?
No.
Did any of her counterparts at the dinner say anything to her?
I don't know. I didn't ask, quite frankly. No, no. I mean, I think that is a matter for them.
I mean, even though, Bernard, you're saying you that the Prime Minister... Sorry, I thought I didn't need it.
You don't?
Not at this time of night. Even though you're saying that the Prime Minister wants to get back to London to... prepare for her.
Well, she has a statement to make.
Yes, of course. But there was the suggestion that there would be a press conference.
I know. Well, we're abandoning it. But quite bluntly, I'm abandoning it.
Why?
Well, because I don't think she should do it. I think she should go back and look after the house.
But Mrs. Thatcher, as you've made clear, and as she herself made clear this evening, wants to come out fighting.
And what makes you think she won't?
Press conference, which...
Oh, for heaven's sake. I mean, we don't fight you lot. No. I mean, I do that.
What are the Prime Minister and Foreign Secretary discussing? Are they talking about the...
No, they're talking... they're talking about the speech for the debate.
On Thursday. And tomorrow's statement, or...?
No, not really. I mean, I think tomorrow's statement is much more straightforward. I mean, you know, that... is more or less written now, because bearing in mind the events.
Kinnock presumably will open for Labour. She'll speak for the government
first.
Will she wind up?
I doubt it, but I can't tell you who will wind up at this stage. No.
It's already 1:30, getting on for 1:30 local time. How late do you... Well, all right, 1:20, how late do you expect her to be up?
Oh, not much longer now.
The debate on no confidence will be Thursday?
I think so. Mm. Although has it been announced in London? what I'm not clear about. I think it is. Yeah.
Does that debate worry the Prime Minister?
No. I mean, for heaven's sake, when you've done 11 and a half years, I mean, you're a pretty seasoned campaigner. Battle-hardened, I think is the word, you know. That was the last question upon my mind, if I may say so. Okay, you've had enough. Go on.
Nothing tomorrow at all.
No, I mean, the events will...